neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's brought in Parshat Kedoshim, that is to give benefit of doubt. It says, "Betzeder tishpot amitecha." You have to look positive and behavior of people. So Rashi HaKadosh says, "Have done it chaverecha lekaf zechut." You have to judge him, give him merit. Kaf zechut means look at him as tzaddik. Says betzedek, he's a tzaddik. Not look to you as a tzaddik, but we have the direct command that you have to think positive about every Yehudi. So now, Midrash brings about Kesaf Natan Hanavi, the famous story that Natan Hanavi came to David Melchav Shalom. We know the story, right? So he told them a story, there's a wealthy man, there's a poor man. So they had a guest. So the wealthy had a big cattle, a lot of cow, sheep, goats. So now the poor man, the neighbor, had a little lamb. So what does he do? He goes and takes the lamb and make a shish kebab for the guest. So the Olam Shalom gets very furious, very angry. So this guy, what a vicious man he is. He's decreed to death. So Natan Avi told them, this is you. He told them a story. Yes. In the case of the Bathsheba, so Natan Avi didn't want to go straight to him and tell him what he did. He told them, Sipur, Maaseh. So then he said, this wealthy man, how could he do such a thing? You know, he has so many cattle. You know, he goes and takes the lamb from this Ani, from this poor man. Shhayabta. So Natan Avi tells him, you're the one. So that means Natan Avi was preparing him to realize what he did through the story that he told him. So now here, Gemara says, after 120 years, when one goes to his olamo, he has to give din acheshvon. He has to give din acheshvon. So now, let's say you want to take your inventory, like from your warehouse, right? See what you have, what you don't have. So what do? First, you do calculation, what you sold, what you bought, how much profit you made. You make cheshbon adin, no? Yes? You make calculation. They call it hesab and?
Ketab.
But here he says that Gemara is telling us that after 120 years you have to give Ketab and Hesab. It has to be Hesab and Ketab. So here, we see from the Midrash, and what Tzotzan Hoshai is commanding us, that you have to give benefit of doubt. What does it mean? After 120 years, they sit you on a very beautiful chair, and they show you video. The gentlemen have the video in Shamayim also. They have Sony, Toshiba. So now they show you a movie and say, you know, how do you like this? Say, this, that, you know, you give verdict.
Do we cry out there too?
No, in Shemaim they don't cry. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's smiling. Like Los Angeles. Everybody you see is...
Yeah.
He's smiling, happy. The face are glowing. So now here... Gemara is teaching us that they judge you the way you judge other people. They show you a scenario, a movie, actually is you. And then you judge yourself. So that's why it doesn't say you give cheshbon and din. You give din and cheshbon. They make you a dayan, they make you a judge. So here we see that when the Torah Mishnah says, Betzeder tishpot et amitecha, that you have to give a benefit of doubt to your fellow Jew. What does it mean? So it means that when you give benefit of doubt to another Yehudi, actually gave a benefit of that to who?
To yourself.
That means you're doing favor to who?
Yourself.
That means the lot comes to?
You.
You, not him. So that means it's unbelievable message. That means if you have a chance constantly, people bother you, give you a headache. They don't listen to you. They ignore you. And then you give a benefit of that, actually? Actually, you're doing favor to yourself. So that means, is it good to have people to give you a headache or not headache?
Headache.
And then, what's that? So they constantly, you're doing favor to yourself. It's such an advantage that we have. We have a pasuk in Tehillim, very, very beautiful pasuk. It says, Mikol Pesha'ay Atzileni, Chirpat Naval Al Tesimeni. You know what Mizmor it is? Mizmor, Hazak Avav, Mizmor 39. Mizmor Lametet, it says, Mikol Pesha'ay Atzileni. Yibono Shalom says, Yibono Shalom, give me the koach. You need energy, you need lots of strength. A chokhmah, the chas shalom, that I would not judge anybody in a negative way. Why? Then he says, Chirpat naval al tesimeni. Because if I judge somebody negatively, I'm doing harm to who?
I cause harm to myself.
Yeah. You have to highlight this mizmor. Mizmor lametet, pasuk tet. He says, Mikol peshaay atzileni, v'chirpat naval. אל תשים לי שם יזכנו
כהל הנשמות הלל כהללוקו כהל הנשמות נשמו שלי כהל הנשמות הלל כהללוקו כהל הנשמות נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.